All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up, we are actually, Baruch Hashem, new parak today in Gan Ha'em. We are page Ayin Aleph. So the Mechara begins, Dargos Ha'emunah. So we'll say, if in the last chapter, we're really speaking about the power of Emunah, the Koach of Emunah, the necessity of Emunah in able to fully self-actualize and be able to go ahead and accomplish one shlichus, one's tachlis, but I really only defined emuna in very general, vague-like terms. Now, in this particular chapter, we're going to go ahead and really drill down into the kishkas of emuna, trying to understand what exactly emuna means. So, look what he writes. So, emuna mischalekes l'shalosh dargos. So, emuna is divided up into three parts. What are the three parts? Aleph, darga rishona pshuta. The first stage is what we call emuna pshuta. Now, we'll translate it as simple faith. Shemamin. So what's emuna pshuta? Emuna pshuta means I believe that everything that happens to me and that happens to others is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'hashgacha pratis, with divine providence. In other words, nothing is haphazard. Everything that occurs comes from and is related to the Ribono Shel Olam. Afilu hamikra katan biyoser. Even the smallest thing. In other words, there is no such thing as something that is random. There is no such thing as something that is without divine providence. Everything that is... It's if you want to save it. There's an extra one right on that back table over there. There's every single thing that occurs at the end of the day is with Hashgachas Hashem. Beis. That's called what he calls Emunah Pshuta. Beis Dagger Shnia Beinonis. So the second stage is what he calls this Emunah, this second level, Beinonis. Beinonis means like an intermediary level, which is what? Shema'amin Shahashkacha Shalabori Hitamid Ach Virak Litova. So we'll say, this person believes that everything that the Ribono Shel Olam does is only for good. Ach Virak Litova is only for good. He says, Umamela Yodea Shakomasha Karalo Umashi Yikralo. And ultimately, again, a person realizes that everything that has happened and everything that will happen, ultimately, again, is for the good. So we'll say this is the Darga Shnia. So if you notice, again, in this particular circumstance, so a person believes over here, a person is much more focused on the Hashkachas Hashem Litova. Gimel, Darga Shlishis, the third level. El Yonah, Shemamin, Sheish Tachlis L'chol Dover Shashem Osa. So what's the third level? The third level is where a person believes that there is a tachlis, there is a purpose in every single thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and a person searches out to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him in every event that unfolds. So we'll say, what's the difference between 1 and 3? Right? So what's the difference between 1 and 3 is that in 1, the definition of hashkacha is that, or actually the definition of emunah, is that a person believes that everything that occurs to him is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That's level, that's what he calls the first level. Everything that occurs to me is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that occurs to me, ultimately, again, big or small, is from the Hashgachas Hashem. It's under divine providence. Nothing is haphazard or random. Step number two, is that a person believes that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is Latova, is for good. And step number three, is where a person says, it's not just an abstract understanding that everything is under the divine providence, thank you, but rather, again, it's a recognition that everything that occurs to me on a personal level, everything that occurs to me, again, on an ishit level, on an individual level, that's Hashgach Shonor. We'll say, there's something between Aleph and Gimel, 1 and 3, is that sometimes a person... I can understand something intellectually, but lav dafka that I see it in my actual life. So meaning intellectually, I believe, of course, that everything that occurs to me and everything that occurs to others is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Hashgacha Pratis. I believe that. Step number three is taking that belief and actually seeing it in your own life. Which I will say, of course, is an additional darga, is an additional level. Not just to know it, but to actually see it in my existence. Shalosh dargos, lahim be'emes tavarachan. So the Mechaber says, in reality, these three steps are really all one thing. Ki amuna hi achasi. Because really you could condense all of amuna into one line. Shema amin she'in od milvado yizbarach. I believe that there is no one other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chomash shekori ba'olam ha'kob ha'shkacha pratis. And everything that occurs in this world, we'll say it's all ha'shkacha pratis. It's all divine providence. U'me'achar sha'kol me'ito yizbarach. And once I know that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then imkein ha'kol bevadai letova. So Rabbi said, this is the corollary. If I believe that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what? Then I must believe that everything is good. Because the Ribono Shel Olam is kulo tov, Ribono Shel Olam is all good. So if all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then all must be good. Ki tachlis habriya hi kulo hi b'shul ha'hitiv im habruim. Because the entire purpose ultimately of creation is to do good. It's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do good with us. So therefore, by definition, everything that occurs in this world has to be l'tov. V'chin bevadai, yet l'chol davar yish siba v'tachlis. And I will say, ultimately, every life experience in this world has a purpose and a meaning. Shilalamid esabruim l'hakir osu l'adas osu yisbarach. And that ultimately is to teach us to be able to understand and to know the Ribono Shel Olam. Ki lo yitachin shabor yaseh davar bilti tachlis. Because one thing is clear. The Ribono Shel Olam never does something that is not purposeful. Unevair kol darga b'fnei atman. I will say, now that we understand the three levels of emuna, where we call emuna pshuta, that everything comes from, everything that happens to me and comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and happens to others, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, afilo amikra katam yoser. Even the smallest of things is governed by Hashgacha Pratis. That's one. Number two, everything that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only l'tov, is only for good. Even those things that don't appear tov are tov. And number three, that it is my job to try to figure out what God is trying to tell me and teach me in all of my life experiences. In other words, three is the corollary of one and two. After I believe that everything is governed by God and that Hashgacha Pratis, divine providence, governs even the smallest details in life, and after I recognize everything Kadosh Baruch Hu does for me is for my good, again, we're gonna be very careful with our terms. It's hard to say that everything is good. Rather, the way to say it is everything is for my good. Everything is for my good. Hakol l'tova. Once I recognize that, then step number three of emuna is taking my life circumstances and trying to understand what the message is. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something to me, visits something upon me, what is the message? Narabot said we're going to analyze each of these dargas on their own. Says the Gemara, Aleph, Kacha Hashem Rotze, bottom of page Ayin Aleph. Hadaga Rishona, he amuna shashem is baruch hu shalat hayachid ba'olam. So remember, the first level of amuna is a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sole ruler in this world. Everything comes from him. V'choma shekori ba'olam, and everything that occurs in this world, hakol me'ito yisbarach ba'ashkacha maleya miduyakes. And everything that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll say, is never haphazard, but rather it comes with what he calls his hashkacha maleya miduyakes, a complete and thorough hashkacha. Hashkacha means, hashkacha means, like we think about hashkacha, right? What does it mean to when you, in kashrus, you give a hashkacha, a mashkiach, that means someone's overseeing something. So what's hashkacha pratis? That Ribon Shalom oversees everything that occurs. Kimo shekasef, ribon kol hamasin. What does it mean when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ribon, is the master of all actions? Sheperusho, hasholet al kol hamasin. He controls ultimately again all that occurs. Just like we say every single day in the Yud Gimli Kamer, the 13 principles of faith of the Rambam. Ani ma'amin. If I say turn the page, Ayin Beis. Ani ma'amin be'amuna shalema. Shabori yisparach shemo hu bori umani v'chol abruim. I believe with complete faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator and he is the driver. Right? Literally, again, he's the manik. He's the one who steers all of the creations. Behu levado asa, he by himself creates. Osa v'yasa l'chol ha'masim. B'mila macheros, in simple words, what does this mean? Kol ma she'na'ase ba'olam, everything that occurs in this world, me'adavar ha'pa'ut bi'oser, v'ayladavar ha'godl bi'oser. We'll say from the smallest thing to the biggest thing, ha'kol Hashem osa. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu choreographs. Baruch Hashem choreographs everything. Lochein, sarach she'tamin, she'kamasha over alecha. Therefore, we'll say a very important yisod. A person has to realize that everything that occurs to me, bein beruchnius, Bein Begashmius. Rabbah says an incredible yisod. Whatever happens to me, in my ruchnius, in my gashmius, bein shezeh balacha mimikri hateva, bein shezeh mibnei adam, whether this is something that happens, quote unquote, in the natural world, or whether this is something that happens to me that other person does to me, bein shezeh balacha me'atzmecha, even if it's something that I brought about myself, shebeshalosh efsharios elu nichlalan kal mikra balacha. Or as well said, the Mechaber says, everything that occurs to me occurs through one of three ways. Either I do it to myself, someone else does it to me, or it's a quote-unquote natural occurrence. Quote-unquote natural occurrence. However events unfold, hakol Hashem asa. Hakol birtzon Hashem yisbarach. All of this is the will of God. Umilim acheros, kacha Hashem rotza. We're going to see this phrase, these three words, become literally a mantra for the Jew. Kacha Hashem rotza. This is what the Ribono Shel Olam wants. And Abba said, when I'm able to live life with that mantra of Kacha Hashem rotza, this is what Hashem Baruch Hu wants. Abba said, now we're going to have to, the tension in this, of course, is, you know, the tension of this is that there, a person could easily misunderstand this concept. And a person could say, no, this is what Hashem Baruch Hu wants. You know, I'm just like in the passenger seat. So remember, it's an interesting thing in the dynamic of life, which we're going to delve into, which is I have bechira, I have free choice, I have the ability to put in my ishtadlus, my effort, and that is my obligation. So we're going to see that life is this incredible balance between, on one hand, my obligation to infuse my hashgacha, my obligation to infuse my own driving of my existence, while at the same time accepting the fact that the Ribono Shel Olam is really the one who choreographs it. This is going to be this incredible dialectic that we are going to develop. But again, this yisod is that the Kacha Hashem Rotze. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And we'll say that's the first level of Muna. Kacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rotze. Let's go on a little bit. Lahaktim Ha'emuna L'Seichel. We'll say we'll begin this section, then we'll have to stop. B'chol Pam Shekor La'adam Davar Lo L'Fi Ritzono. Tarachu Lahaktim Es Ha'emuna L'Seichel. We'll say it's an incredible yisod. Every single time something happens to me that I don't like, which I will say inevitably happens to all of us over the course of a day, again, big or small, so a person has to learn to be makdim his emuna to his seichel. I have to learn to place my belief before my intellect, and to be able to say, Kacha Hashem rotza. This is what the Ribono Shel Olam wants. Zeu klal gadol. We'll do this paragraph and then we'll stop. Zeu klal gadol. Ha'emuna tzricha liyos tamid bereishis ha'machshava. Me'emuna has to be always the beginning of my machshava. Emuna has to be what guides and shapes my life journey. Kimo shakasov reishis chachma yiras Hashem. Ulefi sha'adam maschel l'shtamish b'seichel. Excuse me. V'lifnei sha'adam maschel l'shtamish b'seichel. Before a person begins to go ahead and use his seichel and use his intellect. Ula havin mashemavin, and to understand what he thinks he understands. Ula agia lamaskanos keela acheros, and to reach certain conclusions. Hamavios oso litlos es tsaro besibos tivios. Because I'll say sometimes that's seichel, when things don't go right. So we'll say, what happens? I experience a setback in life. So what happens when I experience a setback? It depends. If I view it through the lens of the seichel, so what does the seichel begin to say? The seichel begins to say, oh, sibos tivios. Sibos tivios means what? There are good reasons. I could tell you why this didn't go. I could tell you why this I suffered this setback. There was this, there was this, there was this, there was this. Oh, lahashim es ploni, es amoni. Or to say, it didn't go right. Why? Because it was someone's fault. Right? Whoever that someone is. Es ishto, or to blame my wife. Es chamoso, or to blame my mother-in-law. Uchadoma, right? In other words, when we suffer a setback, it's almost like the most natural thing is to figure out why did something go wrong. What happened? Where's the breakdown? And it's most natural to try to ascribe that breakdown and that failure to something, again, natural or to some person. However, what should a Jew do in that moment? Chayef hu lahaktim es ha'emuna. It will say a person has to try to go ahead and work on his emuna. Shekacha Hashem rotze. It will say the first response to setback in life is one simple phrase. Kacha Hashem rotze. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying. The first thing to do when dealing with adversity is to recognize this is the Ratzon Hashem. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. I will say, there's more to do with it after that, because that doesn't necessarily solve all of the issues. But as a beginning, as a mahalich, to dealing with setback in life, the first thing is an acceptance that this is not random. This is not something that I did. This is not something that someone did to me. This, at the end of the day, is the Ratzon Hashem. Hakol b'ashkachoso yisparach. Everything is with his ashkacha. V'chol agarmim letzaro, heim rak makel biyat habore yisparach. And I will say, ultimately, again, everything that occurs, all the circumstances that occurs, meaning when things happen, or once, and I will say, we're going to take this to some incredible extremes. Try to understand it. When someone does something wrong to me, Rabosai, so it's easy to say it's that person's fault. Look what that person did to me. And I will say, somebody has a negative interaction with another person. It happens. So I will say, so obviously, and let's assume for a moment it's one of those situations where I'm right and the other person is wrong. You know, sometimes there's not two sides of the story. Sometimes one person's right, one person's wrong. And you leave an interaction like that and you wonder, like, what just happened over here? What just happened? I mean, I know I was minding my own business. I wasn't doing anything. This person just went mamish, like ballistic. What happened here? So we'll say, so what the Mechaber is saying is like this. There are two ways you look at that episode. You say, wow, that guy needs some serious help, right? You could say that, which might be true, but there's a deeper idea. The idea is, after that exchange, I say to myself three words. Kacha Hashem Rotze. Meaning, this was an event that the Ribono Shel Olam wanted me to have. So now the shaila is, what do I do with it? So to dismiss it as someone waking up on the wrong side of the bed and letting me have an earful because there's stuff going on in his life, while that might be true, that blunts the impact of the episode. What the Mechaber is saying is, if I believe with my emunah, like, which was the first level, emunah pshuta, which we're studying now, that everything that occurs in my life is a direct result of the Ribono Shel Olam. That means that when stuff happens, I have to say, kach Hashem rotza, which then leads me to ask myself, Ribono Shel Olam, what do you want me to learn? What do you want me to take away? How do you want me to evolve as a result of this interaction? All right, so we'll stop over here. We're going to pick up in the middle of this section of Mir Tz Hashem tomorrow.